Onto the Delhi Daredevils. Chetan, just what about their strengths? I mean, just looking at their team lineup, they've got some wonderful batsmen, David Warner, Mahela Jayawardene, of course, the Virender Sehwag. Any other sort of major areas of strength we should be looking out for?
I think Delhi Daredevils have bought very judiciously in this off-season. They brought in a couple of players, overseas players. It seemed like an overdose of overseas players for them. It's gone a bit, a little bust because, you know, Jesse Ryder is not going to be available because of his injuries, because of that, sadly, because of that assault attack. You have Kevin Peterson who will not be taking part because he has an injury as well. So their plans have, yes, gone awry already before the tournament has kick-started, which perhaps puts a little more onus on their younger players. Somebody like an Unmukh Chand, he'll be watched, and the people who are very excited about his talent, Naman Ojha. India have always been looking for a second wicket keeper in the limited overs at least. Naman Ojha, he impressed last season. He had a good season, so he'll be impressing again. So the background again for this particular team is that Virender Sehwag is not going to lead the side. You have a new captain in Mahela Jayawardene. Perhaps Sehwag will step in when the team goes to play in Chennai because of the ban on the Lankan players there, sadly again, mixing politics and sport. But again, you know, the fact of the matter is that Delhi, they bought judiciously. They have a decent lineup, I would say. I think they can challenge again for the knockouts, like they did last year, but they will need a lot more consistency and they will need the younger players really firing up.
And as well as you said there, so they're already missing some players and they'll obviously miss their Sri Lankans in Chennai. Any other weaknesses that they should be worried about?
I think Delhi have traditionally been very, very top heavy. When you see David Warner, Virender Sehwag, Mahela Jayawardene in the top three, I mean, last year we had Kevin Peterson who would just come in at number four and balance the side, and you could see somebody like Mahela Jayawardene coming lower down the order, or Ross Taylor coming lower down the order. Ross Taylor is gone now, but Kevin Peterson isn't playing. So again, Delhi Daredevils become very top heavy with those three. So this is where I think somebody like an Unmukh Chand will play a very, very crucial role, because he could step in that number three spot or even open the innings, and perhaps Sehwag could come down the order and, you know, show that he could play that role for India on the international stage. Again, that's a different topic altogether. But the fact is that Delhi have always been top-heavy. They really need to judiciously decide on their batting order, have a really good spread of overseas experience, overseas players, experienced players and explosive players and the younger players. This, they have to really decide their batting order properly and perhaps not make any stupid mistakes like not playing Morne Mokal in the knockouts last season. I thought that was a really grave error. So Mahela Jayawardene is the captain. He's not the unpredictable kind that Virender Sehwag was or is, the sort of player Sehwag is. So perhaps you can see, you know, no unexpected or surprising moves, and they really should really guard against shooting themselves in the foot. Make sure your batting order is good and don't shoot yourselves in the foot. That'll be my advice to Delhi Daredevils.